Yay Networks.
13 has been my lucky number for a while. Like, it's always a sign of good things to come for me.
This is 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast, breaking down every song, every Easter egg, every era, and every theory. Hosted by the biggest Swifties, Nick Adams, Anna Casiejos, Amy Nichols, and Lacey G.
Welcome to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. I'm Nick Adams.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Lacey G.
And we have a very fun guest on today. And I'm a little surprised that we were able to get such a big get.
I know. This is kind of crazy.
And Anna, Anna's responsible for it.
Well, okay. Over the last like few months, I feel like we've seen... Do I reveal who it? I mean, it's on the title.
It's in the title of the podcast.
Over the last few months, we've like found out that Dave Portnoy is a huge Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
I like his BFFs podcast that he does with Brianna Chicken Fry and Josh Richards. And the clips of him always defending Taylor Swift, geeking out over Taylor Swift, always come up on my feed. And we always send them to each other.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, love the fact that Dave Portnoy is a huge Swiftie. Like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And a few nights ago, I think it was the night that he was going to the Eras tour, and we saw that he had posted his tour outfit. I had just messaged in our group text, and I was like, should we try to get Dave on the podcast? And Nick, you were like, I mean, that would be impossible, but yeah, why not?
Sure.
I had, you know, one too many drinks maybe, and I just slid into the DMs. And so we have Dave Portnoy on the podcast.
So did you message from the 13,
from the 13
TikTok
account?
Or Instagram?
Instagram.
Into BFFs.
I slid into Dave his personal account DMs. Mm. I don't think he saw it. But then I also slid into the BFF's podcast account, and that's who saw it. And so they just responded. They said, yeah, he's in. So I was like, okay.
That's incredible.
We'll make any time work. We'll be there.
Yeah, I was like, what day works for him? And we'll make it work.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
So much fun.
We like to brag about Taylor Swift's success, but this guy has a lot of success, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dave is a... very well-off man. He's also...
Founded Barstool Sports.
Yeah, he's a great business guy. He founded Barstool Sports right out of college. He's a Boston guy. And he started this great business that has a huge social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a ton of podcasts, radio shows. They have a great website, tons of social media, like I said. And he's just this like kind of media mogul.
Yeah.
And he has sold his company for hundreds of millions of dollars. And he's a wealthy guy. He's probably the richest person we've talked
to. He likes to try pizza and declare it all in just one bite.
Exactly.
He's the richest person we've had on this podcast.
I mean, for sure.
Combined. Like all of us, not even close.
Well, yeah. Amy's not here. So,
true.
But yeah, and like you were talking about, Lacey, the pizza stuff. If you don't know him from Barstool and stuff, you've probably seen his pizza reviews.
Mm-hmm.
He just goes around to different pizza places all over the country, and he takes one bite and rates a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know about you guys, but I've seen a huge explosion of people just copying his idea. They'll just try any food, fast food, restaurant, a French fry, whatever it is, and they'll rate it. And it's like, Dave was the original guy doing all that.
Yeah.
And now everyone else is taking that and making it super popular also. But I can't wait to talk to him. Should we get him on right now?
Let's do it.
What's up, Dave? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, let's kick this off, guys. Joining the podcast is someone that it's a little bit of an unconventional Taylor Swift fan. A lot of people are surprised to find out that he's a Taylor Swift fan. We know him as the man that created Barstool Sports. We know him as the guy that does pizza reviews all over the world. We know him as the guy that goes by El Presidente. But he's a Swiftie, and his name is Dave Portnoy. What's up, Dave?
How's it going?
Have you gotten your voice back from being at Night One in New Jersey this past weekend?
Yeah, I do have it back. I actually probably got sick from it. But yes, I'm back. I'm healthy. I'm good.
Now, you've been to so many sporting events in your career and your life. How does a massive stadium Taylor Swift night compare to being to some of the biggest sporting events that you've been to in your life?
Yeah, I get they're totally different. That's probably the loudest stadium I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, like you said, I've been to every sporting event there is. But that I would definitely say was the loudest, which I guess I knew it was going to be. Even the openers were like super loud. Even the stadium was kind of half full and it was shockingly loud right off the bat. That is the loudest I've ever heard any stadium. And I've said this before, I don't love like concerts for stadium events. That's not my favorite way to see an artist, but it worked for her, works for that.
It was such a beautiful show. Was that your first time to be able to see her?
Yeah, first Taylor Swift concert ever.
What an incredible one. What a great experience. So what is it that made you like Taylor Swift? What's the first song that you ever liked?
Yeah, so it's interesting because obviously everybody always knows. So I'm 46, so everyone always is aware of her music, whether you like her probably or don't, because it's so overwhelmingly popular. Weirdly, what started turning me much more into a Taylor Swift fan was the ongoing feud with Kanye. So it's not maybe a traditional way in which somebody becomes a Taylor fan, but like I paid attention to it from all the way when he grabbed the mic at the award show to all the way through. And every time, unbiased, I would kind of react to it and be like, she's really getting the bad end of the stick here. Like he's being a total jerk. And for a while, public opinion, a long time, kind of was against her in a lot of like these instances. Like when they stole the mic, people are still defending Kanye. And then really the Kanye Kim like voice recording that they edited, and that drove me just bananas. Not only on a music level, just that somebody could do that to another human level. So it kind of pushed me to like start listening to Taylor a lot more. And I became a much, much bigger fan because of that. So that's really when I turned it up.
So when people started hating on Taylor Swift, that's whenever you came around. Because that was a very unpopular time to like Taylor, whenever everybody was trying to cancel her. And I think the coolest and classiest thing that she ever did, she never took up for herself. She never explained anything. She only said, remove me from this narrative. And then the truth came out all on its own. And she was telling the truth the whole time. So, I mean, I love how she gets vengeful like that. How she gets everything works out for her. I love it.
And that's kind of part of the thing that I admire about her. She's fit, like, I'm the exact opposite. I'm like so petty. she has been super classy in the way she's handled a lot of things. Like that specific incident with the voice recording when Kanye was like, we asked her permission and she said, yes, and we can do it. And the way they cut up the tapes to kind of make it fit the story when it's clearly not what was said. I mean, she handled that. Like I would have lost my mind. That's how I phrase it. Like if somebody did that to me on the scale that they were doing, I don't know what I would do. I guess I've sort of had different aspects, but it's like just they were blatantly lying. And even when it came out, the full recording after, the amount of talk, the initial story always gets way more press than the second story. But it did vindicate her. So yeah, it's a little bit of a weird origin story, I would say. Because again, it wasn't like I all through the years was like, I love Taylor Swift, but it grew on me to the point she's in like my top five artists like of all time.
But it's so cool to see someone like you always stand up for her though. Like that is awesome because you would think that like, no offense, but like you would think the opposite. And so to see you always sticking up for her like all the time, that is really, really cool to see. And that's why like us as Swifties were like, yes, Dave Portnoy, king of the Swifties.
I never understand why people don't. I think you get to a level of such overwhelming fame, and anybody who's as popular to the masses as she is always has distractors trying to take her down. And maybe not just her, but like I've never understood. She's never done anything at all that would cause somebody to not like her or do the things. It just was shocking to me that anybody would be against her because she really has, for the most part, she's never in any controversy at all outside of, you want to say, like a breakup.
Yeah.
And you can argue that you don't listen to her, but you can't argue that she's not talented. And that's the problem with non-Swifties is that they want to say, oh, she's not talented and you can't. No, you don't listen to her. You're not aware enough, honestly, because if you did give her a chance, she'd be great. But I don't try to push her on everybody. But I will tell you you're wrong if you try to tell me she's not talented. Look at her
and
records.
I'm also like a huge lyrics guy. Like that's just how I like music. So the fact she writes all her stuff, like she's undeniable with the voice, obviously, but when you combine it with the fact that she's writing the lyrics for her songs, that really does take it to a whole different level.
Dave, I got to imagine that most people in your world, in the sports world and the big business world that you're in, are probably more like Team Kanye or something like that. What's the reaction when people find out like, no, Dave is actually a big Swiftie?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the reaction as changed a lot because Kanye has had so many like bad incidents lately. But in the beginning, yeah, people would rip me for it. You know, I have, again, I'm a little probably like unique for the Taylor Swift because I am petty. Like I have a hate list that I put together, people I hated. Kanye was on it and nobody ever knew why. And he was on it from the Taylor Swift. And so is Kim from like the way they handle that. And people, it's crazy. People almost like forget exactly what they did. It's like they edited a phone call. She didn't even know it was being recorded and lied about a lyric. It's like such a preposterous thing to do. But in the beginning, yeah, everyone was team Kanye. People still will be team Kanye now. It's just like, I don't know how that's possible. So in the beginning, it was surprising. Not as much now. And even we used to go through, we did like a segment. We had an old Sirius station where we do like the best albums of all time across any genre. And it like, I think I had 1989 as like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that.
Is that your favorite Taylor album?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, me too.
It can go up against anything. Maybe like, I think we had Lady Gaga, Poker Face potentially on there. But I mean, 1989 is so, so good. So I don't know how anybody, like you're saying, can deny her talent. And again, the lyrics and the writing is just amazing.
But also as a businessman, you have to have a different sort of level of respect for her. Yes, she's a great artist. Yes, she seems like a great person. She's so talented and she keeps topping everything. But she's also a mastermind at what she does. And she keeps on topping herself. And I think incredible. Who doesn't love a winner? I mean, a consistent winner. That's just good for her. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much time do you spend on yourself in a given week versus how much time you spend on other people? Do you balance the two? Are you taking care of yourself or are you just busy investing your time and energy into other people? It's important to remember to take care of yourself and self-care and self-help. And that's why we think it's a really good idea to talk to our friends at BetterHelp.
I love BetterHelp because you can get the therapy and the help that you need where you need it. You can be at your home. You can be on vacation. You can be in the back of an Uber if you want to be getting your therapy on. You can do it wherever you want. It's convenient. And I love that about it because you can get the help when you need the help and where you need the help. It's so convenient.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch at any time for no additional charge. I've done that just because sometimes you just need to make sure that you're talking to the right person for you.
Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TaylorSwiftFan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TaylorSwiftFan. You were talking about how you are a petty person, unlike Taylor. And I seem to remember that you do something really petty with your enemies. Don't you do something with like a champagne bottle with your enemies?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. And by the way, Taylor, not that I know her personally, I could see her being like a very privately petty person. She just doesn't like, she takes care of her enemies her own way. I have like champagne bottles in which I engrave the name of my enemies on professionally. And if like they screw up or something bad, I pop them like as victories.
So any bottles that you've popped with your enemy's name on them somewhat recently?
No, not too recent. I've probably mellowed out a little bit as I've gotten a little bit older. And I've been doing Barstool for like 20 years. I've had so many enemies. So there hasn't, I think the most recent was, I don't know if it was this guy Suit Man from a Caller Daddy like fiasco or the CEO of ESPN. Those are the last two.
Well, I love the shirt that you're wearing while we're talking about being petty. Can you read that shirt to us? Didn't you wear that to the concert?
I did. I had this made. If you're ever going to be mean and a liar and pathetic, all you're ever going to be, obviously. And then I have the name Scooter Braun, Kanye, Kim Kardashian, all our Texas ex-boyfriends. I've actually talked to Scooter Braun on the phone.
Really?
This was prior to the record label thing. But yeah, I made a video. This is kind of, I'll try to keep it short. But basically, we had a podcast, Caller Daddy. It's gigantically famous, like Alex Cooper now on Spotify. And they had a big disagreement. And it was going on forever. It was controversy with us. And probably 6 months, 8 months into this fiasco, Scooter Braun called me and tried to fix it. I didn't know who Scooter Braun really was. But I was like, who the fuck does Scooter Braun think he is calling me to think you can just be like, hey, Dave, fix this for me, but I have no idea who you are. Mm-hmm. So I had that brief moment with Scooter.
Did he sound like a little bitch?
It was quick. He didn't sound like that. It was prior. I will say, Taylor, like, re-recording and Taylor's version is, like, the most power move
in
history. I'm still trying to figure out, did that actually, like, I've researched it, can't get straight answers. Does that just totally invalidate or make worthless, like, the catalog he bought, basically?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. And there's a lot of, like, radio stations and stuff like that that will not play the old music. They will only play Taylor's versions now. And so that devalues it even more. And when it comes to things like licensing, like, Taylor will now say, yeah, you can use my versions in movies, music trailers, commercials, but not my old version. So, yeah, it devalues it a lot.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Yeah.
I saw also, while we're talking about your outfit that you wore to the Eras tour, you had a special jacket made that you want to see that jacket go to other concerts. What's the plan for the jacket?
So it already started. So okay, gave it away. I mentioned that. It was a fire jacket. I actually bought it. So I looked for a jean jacket, and it was Bedazzled Daddy had made it. And it was a one-on-one. They were selling it pretty cheap. It was $190, I think, which is, like, it was awesome jacket. So I wore it. Everybody wanted it. So I said I'd give it away to a Swiftie. The only rule is they have to then pass it on. So it keeps getting to go to different jacket to concerts. So I gave it away that morning to somebody who's going night two. They already gave it away. So, yeah, it's like if you're going to a concert, you want it, just try to reach out to the current person who has it.
So Taylor Swift's nickname amongst her friends is, like, Dead Tooth, right? Because she hit the microphone one time and had Dead Tooth, so they call her Dead Tooth. I think your nickname amongst friends should be Bedazzled Daddy. That seems, yeah.
I'll take that.
Dave, so I have a question/proposition. So yes. I know that you're super into, obviously, like, sports betting and everything. So on our podcast every week, we make predictions on what Taylor's going to play as the two surprise songs. Have you ever thought about actually betting on what songs she'll play?
I haven't. You have to do the research, right? You'd have to know every single song that was already played. I actually got a giant kick out of that because I was on Twitter and I hadn't. So I'd never been to a concert, so I'd never seen, like, the reaction of people after the concert, but there were so many gifts of, like, you know, the people breaking stuff because they're mad what songs, like, she played at night one, and everybody's like, oh, she's mother just favorites, New York, it's so unfair.
Yeah, you had a great night.
That was a fantastic night.
Arguably the best night.
We had Getaway Car in maroon, and then we had the video with Ice Spice that we watched. Now, at first, I was like, oh, this is interesting, watching the premiere. And then it hit me. There's no way she's not going to have Ice Spice come out at the end because we knew she was ending with Karma. By the way, being truthful, I don't love Karma with the Ice Spice song. Mm-hmm. I love the more extended version of Lana Del Rey. But I like her original without her in it more, to be totally honest.
I agree. I'm with you. But again, back to Anna's question, what do you think about actually starting to do bets on surprise songs?
Yeah, you can. I don't know.
You think Penn would be into that?
With a friend.
The easy thing is the internet.
I don't know that Penn would allow it.
The internet's already figured it out, and they have everything written down. So it would be really easy to do and to piggyback. And we do as well. I don't. But Anna does. Yeah.
I have a spreadsheet going just to keep track
of what's left.
Yeah.
Of what she's saying already, like, and what guesses we've made.
It's just a fun little game. And I like being right. Yeah. So
I did guess Getaway Car. I guess Getaway Car for Friday night. Yeah, because I knew Jack Antonoff would probably be there.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that's iconic.
Dave, what are some of your favorite songs? What are top tier Taylor Swift songs for Dave Portnoy?
So I had my list that I put together before the show. The show has made me rethink it because certain songs, like, maybe hit different that you weren't expecting. My favorite song live was Enchanted. I loved it. There was something about it. It felt almost acoustical. There wasn't a lot going on. What she was wearing, I loved it live. It was already on my list, but it went way up. Like, Style, I've always loved. It's always been one of my favorite songs. I actually like Blank Spaces more live than I did Style. So it's like I have this new list. I love Betty. I love Betty Live. I love Betty Not Live. I love Betty. So that's one of my favorites. I love Love Story. That's probably a cliche one, but I still love it. So I got to redo the list. I had like 25, but Enchanted and probably Betty are up there. I was the only song that I'm really like sad she didn't play live is Cornelia Street. I love that song.
I was voting for that.
Yeah. So I thought maybe there'd be a chance, but those are some of my favorites.
Have you heard the new one, You're Losing Me?
Yes, good.
What did you
Liked
think?
It a lot.
Oh.
First of all, it took me forever to find it. I wasn't aware that it was just on YouTube when I was looking for it. So I was clicking all these links and you go to all these tricks. I thought it was very good. I thought it was very good.
Oh my God.
It might be her hardest hitting song. How is that not a track five?
Yeah, dare I say it's one of her best.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great.
So Dave,
and it's like she's doing so much of the stuff at midnight. It's just, it's almost hard to keep up. Like you feel like you're gonna miss something.
Yeah,
yeah, we're massive Swifties, and I mean, we miss stuff all the time
that
just flies past us. Now, let's see. I'm trying to think. We can think out loud. So I'm trying to think of other celebrities that were in New Jersey this weekend. Dave was there. I saw Aaron Rodgers and Miles Teller.
I was texting with Aaron before.
Okay,
because
there's videos of him just dancing his butt off the entire show.
Yeah, so I hit him up, and I'm like, I heard you're a big Swiftie because someone told me he was going. He's like, gigantic. I heard you're going tonight. I'm like, yeah, are you? He said, no, I'm going nights 2 and 3. So he went two nights. He's a gigantic fan.
I saw Bradley Cooper was there, Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And so part of the Eras tour, one of the big things is friendship bracelets. Did you leave with a stack of bracelets? You got them on
there. Yeah. I got them on. People were like throwing. So I was in a suite. A friend of mine had it. So it was a little hard to get them, but people were throwing up. Yeah, it was. That is a very cool part of it.
Did you have special ones made just for you?
I do. I have. I don't know. Can I swear on this?
Sure.
Yeah.
So a fuck Goodell, who's the commissioner of the NFL, who I hate. I have this. Green one that says DP loves TS. So DP loves Taylor Swift, and it's in green for the Celtics.
Aww.
And then I have a Michigan one, which is where I went, in like maize and blue. So I had those three like made.
That's so sweet.
And I don't know how, by the way, I have no idea how the people who made them found me. But
well, I'm not trying to brag, Dave, but someone made me one as well, one of my favorite lyrics. She specifically told me, I would not make this in a friendship bracelet, but I know you like the lyrics. So I do have the friendship bracelet that says, she's fucked in the head, they said.
Now, how did the person find you? That's what I was like amazed.
Yeah, I mean, we were running into people. We had an event beforehand and then we're running into people after.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
And I will say while Taylor, we all are huge fans and love her music and writing, to have a show be that electric, you need the fans to be that electric. Like you can't do a stadium show and have it work like hers if the crowd isn't on top of every single song. There was no letdown. I mean, it's just electric because it really, it's so hard for a performer to do a stadium show and really make it feel like intimate, like something special, which hers clearly did. And it was, the crowd is a huge part of it.
And who else gets you dressed up for concerts too? I mean, I'm an extra person. I love getting dressed up. I wasn't going to get dressed up till I saw everybody on TikTok and they started shaming me. You damn right I showed up looking good to that Eras tour. You can't be the only one.
Yeah,
that makes it so much fun though to be able to plan. I mean, it's like cosplay kind of for Swifties.
And it was also, to me, just such an athletic feat. I mean, who else is able to work a 100-yard stage, singing and dancing the entire night for over 3 hours? It's just so impressive, no matter which way you look at it.
We were talking about that a little bit, like what her schedule must be like during this tour stretch. She must literally just go home, go to sleep, like get rest, because you can't. I mean, it's such an exhausting thing, and she's doing it every single day.
But it's crazy because in between the weeks, we see her like in Liverpool shooting a music video or in the recording studio. And like, she's just constantly like churning out work. It's crazy. And I mean, we respect it a lot, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah. She makes it so fun to be a fan. Just keep guessing.
Well, Dave, I think we've taken enough of your time today. Thank you for geeking out, talking Taylor Swift with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And hopefully, are you going to go to another Taylor Swift show while she's on tour? Hopefully you can make it to another one.
Yeah, I'd love to try to catch at the end because I guess you don't know. What's it been, 5 years? Mm-hmm. Obviously, COVID was in the middle of it, but who knows? Yeah, it you don't get to do it very often, so I'd love to. Yeah.
My goal now, I want to go to another Taylor Swift show and wear the bedazzled daddy sweat.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to track it down.
That's very cool.
I love that.
Thank you so much, Dave. We really appreciate you a lot.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
See you later. Dave. Have a good one.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun talking to Dave, y'all. I am such a big fan. Anna, you listen to his podcast like religiously, right? The BFFs podcast?
I am a big fan.
You can keep up with Dave on the BFFs podcast. Also, he's on Instagram, Stool Presidente is where you can find Mr. Dave himself. And we'll be back later this week to record our predictions, right? We have some predictions and some breakdowns, and we have so much stuff to talk about. We just haven't had the time to get together.
I know, but we have a lot to catch up on.
We do have a lot to catch up on. We got to be done before Speak Now comes out.
We have 1 month to finish Midnights, get into the Karma music video, talk about You're Losing Me. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to have to get together again soon then.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. The 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Subscribe for free and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.